Hi, I'm Phil Knight, and I live in Macleod.
Now, Phil, you've done the Great Victorian Bike Ride every single year, have you, or since the beginning?
I've only missed, I think, three out of the whole lot. Or maybe, three, which was the second one, the third one, and the year I had my accident. So.
We'll get to the accident in a minute. What was the first year like, though?
It was quite warm. There was only about 700-800 people on the ride. They didn't have catering that. All the sort of local clubs or pub, or yeah, clubs, or we sort of ate out of pubs and things like that. The toilets and showers were very rudimentary, and sort of like some of the showers were sort of like plank boards down, and just sort of a little spray nozzle coming out, and you're standing next to 6, 7, 8 others, right, all butt naked, see through the curtain wall.
I'm glad things have moved on a bit since then. Now, and you mentioned you had an accident then, so the first time you did it, presumably you were on a normal bike. What happened? Can we ask?
I was in a mountain bike race in June of 92, sort of went over the handlebars and sort of broke my back and sort of partial spinal cord damage. So.
And how long was it before you got back onto a bike? And obviously it didn't put you off being on a bike?
Yeah. No, a friend was talking about he'd sort of seen a three-wheeler and sort of said, oh, you'd probably give one of those a guy, because Greenspeed also do hand crank cycles as well. So, and I tried one of those and nearly fell out. So I then went to the pedal one, but that was probably nearly 9 months after the accident. I spent 4 months in the hospital. So, and then did the Great Vic in 93 on the trike, which was over on, oh, no, it was middle of New South Wales back to Melbourne. So it was a 2 week ride. So
sorry, that was a foot powered trike, was it? Or?
Yeah, foot powered trike, yeah. So I've got full strength in one leg and just partial in the right leg.
So these days, how do you do it then?
Well, I still use the three-wheeler, but I've got a lot more strength back in my legs because I'd walk around with crutches. Now I don't use crutches anymore. So in the first few years, a lot of people would sort of help me around, push me around the chair and things like that. So I literally transfer out of the trike into the wheelchair because I was that sort of really knackered myself out, and so I got really sunburned the first year as well. So
is it a recumbent though, the one you're on now?
I'm on to my second frame at the moment.
For someone with your abilities, a recumbent, is it easier to ride in that case, or how does it sort of work in with what you, I guess, can and can't do?
Yeah, it gives me the movement because of my accident. I can't balance and I can't sort of raise one leg up high enough. So if you're in a sort of laying position and sort of push it forward and back, or partially sort of pull it back. So
what do you really, I guess, get out of the event these days?
I'm just meeting back up with people every year and sort of going back to sort of different towns, and you sort of see changes in towns and sort of places you sort of go to, and you sort of walk into a building. So I remember the outside of this, or sort of the outside's been changed. You sort of go inside and sort of, yeah, we went through this town whenever, and so just to sort of see if it changes, and then others don't seem to change. Yeah.
How did you cope with last year then? Because last year, certainly, I mean, the weather was terrible, and some of the hills were pretty, pretty ordinary as well.
Yeah. Hills I can sort of touch because of the low gearing on, so that the weather's, if I'm sort of keep myself dry and sort of warm, that's good, and sort of I've got full wet weather gear and that, so. Right around camp was a bit of a sort of tricky sort of thing, because I'd sort of tend to park the wheelchair underneath the truck and then sort of walk around in sort of the boggy sort of area, just squishing about and sort of losing, just getting very slippery sort of that. But yeah, that's the worst years for weather I've ever had. So yeah.
What about outside of the Great Vic? What other sort of riding do you do?
I ride to the job that I've sort of started this year, which is 2 days a week, and then on the weekends I'll sort of do a big sort of loop out from where I live out along the Craigieburn bypass, and then back to across to Whittlesea and back down Plenty Road.